not the way we want to go. That what we are doing right now is not going to cut it, is not going to get us where we want to go, or maybe where God is calling us to go. And it may be, you know, that we feel kind of comfortable with our lives, that things are going along okay, that things are good, but there's just this nagging feeling inside, this nagging thing inside that says, there's more, I want more out of life, or I know I can give more. Or it may be that we're in a place in our lives right now, and look, I've been there, where the ground is really shaking under you. You know that things are going to fall apart. You know that this is just not going to be sustainable. And you think, how can I change? What can I do? How can I get rid of my old ways and pick up new ways? Well, the way is the way of Jesus. The way is the way of the cross. To make less of our way, so we can make more of God's way and make even more for others around us. To make less of ourselves, to make more of God. I don't know. Have you ever been in that kind of place where you just wish you could change yourself? But it's really hard. It's really hard. I mean, how many of us really believe that we can, in our marriages, let's say, make our spouse's needs more important than our own most of the time? 80% of the time. 90% of the time. I don't know. Or to make the needs of our kids really come before the demands of our work 80% of the time, 70% of the time, 90%. It's hard to do. How about just getting to where we can, like, forgive people without giving them a little attitude too, or having an attitude about ourselves? How about getting to a place where we can be sweet and we can be kind when we feel rotten inside? How about getting to a place where we can, you know, be a soft word, you know, an encouraging touch for someone? Where we can be a soft place to land for people after we've been kicked around. Maybe we feel like we've been kicked around all of our lives, or we've certainly been kicked around that day or that week. How do we bring that out of ourselves? How do we do that kind of thing? How can we be that kind of person as much as we want to be that kind of person? I'm telling you, I don't think we can. I don't think we can. But God can. God can do it in us. When we decide we're going to make a little less of ourselves and a little more of God in our lives, a little less of ourselves, a little more of Christ, a little less of me, a little more of Christ, and see how He begins to bring His life into us. His life, His way, His way. So we can be more of what He wants us to be, and we can be more for the people around us. Oh, heavens, to be the people that we want to be. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be nice? To make less of ourselves, more of Christ. Starting with our prayers in the morning. Starting with our prayers in the morning. And maybe it's a little bit less sleep and a little bit more Christ. Maybe it's a little less TV at night, a little more Christ, right? That's the way that we can begin to open ourselves up to the life that God has for us. The life that God has for us. That real life, that eternal life. That everlasting kind of life. that he has for us. And maybe even begin to fulfill our deepest desires. You know, there's this old song by Kenny Chesney. I love this song. It's a song about a kid. He's in high school. And he's about ready to graduate. He's got all these plans. He can't wait to get out of high school. He can't wait to get out of the little town he lives in and go and explore the West Coast like a lot of young people. Just want to go up and down the West Coast and see it and experience it. And he is all set to do this until he finds out that he and his girlfriend are pregnant. And he sings along this song, this lament. He says, all of his dreams are going up in smoke. He can't imagine himself as a kid, himself being a husband and a father. And he thinks about this and he sings the title of the song. He sings the title of his song. He says, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it goodbye. There goes my life. Then the second verse comes and cuts ahead a few years, and he says a few thousand diapers later. And he says that pictures of that mistake he thought he made covers the refrigerator. And now this little girl that he loves more than life is stumbling upstairs to bed carrying a teddy bear, turns around, says goodnight to him, and you know what he says? There goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you. I love you. Baby, good night. There goes my life. See, we get to these crossroads in our lives. And it ain't easy. Comes those times we've got to say, you know what? It's got to be less of me, more Christ. Less of me, more Christ. So I can be filled up. And he can make me more. More loving. More giving. More faithful. More diligent. More able. When we get to those crossroads, to go the way of the cross. Less of me, more of Christ. So Christ can really make more of me and you. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, this isn't fooling around, Lord. You want to change us. You want us to be new people. And you offer us that way of life, real life, and salvation. Oh, God. Make it so in my life today. Make it so. In all of us, O Lord, that we may call out to you this very day. Come into my life. Make a difference in my life. Show me your way, O God. Change me for my sake, for the sake of all those around me, for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen and amen.